Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda
Lakku Sumanchali verse 72. O Kanaka Gori Golden Girl, can I carefully and happily massage your lotus feet while Sri Rupa Manjari massages the lotus feet of the Prince of Raj, in whose arm you have placed your head? O Kanaka Gori, Golden Girl, can I carefully and happily massage your lotus feet while Sri Rupa Manjari massages the lotus feet of the Prince of Raj, Krishna, in whose arm you have placed your head? Commentary. In his Svarup Vesh, Sri Raghunath makes a bed of flowers for the Sri Yugala to play on it in the Madan Sukhad Kunja. And then she brings them to the bed. Although the bed is made of stemless flowers, they're not connected, it will be able to tolerate the powerful motion of the lovemaking. When the aspirants greedily hear, chant, and meditate on the expertise in the devotional service of the internally perfect Kinkaris, they will become qualified to enter Manjari Bhav Sadhana. So when the aspirants greedily hear, chant about, and meditate on the expertise in devotional service of these eternally perfect Kinkaris, they will become qualified to enter into Manjari Bhav Sadhana. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, anyone who becomes greedy for the nectar of Gopi Bhav will give up social and Vedic dogmas to worship Krishna. Devotional practice must be mainly in allegiance to Anuganriya. Anuganriya means a person who worships in allegiance to the gopis. Is called Anugamya Gopijana. And the practitioner of Manjari Bhav is a gopi who follows Sri Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari. The aspirants should lay the ground in their hearts for the cultivation of Gopi Bhav. A new Raganuga devotee who is not blissfully and easily able to get a clear vision of his Siddha Deha, or who has difficulties with the practice of Smarana, this kind of devotee should first of all hear and chant the glories of Gopi.
This chanting will make to hear And this hearing will make body like this. This hearing is
So a new Raganuga devotee.
A new Raganuga. If he is not Raganuga, you listen that you are putting one drop of lemon there. That taste will break.
A new Raganuga devotee who is not blissfully and easily able to get a clear vision.
Clear vision. Vision and clear vision is a different. I know I have some vision, but this vision is my not clear. Doubts are there because of that vision is not clear. Realizations not clear. No, I develop association with Raganuga devotee. Different association details in mind. So vision is not clear.
A new Raganuga devotee who is not blissfully and easily able to get a clear vision of his Siddhadeha, or who has difficulties with the practice of Smarana, this kind of devotee should first of all hear and chant the glories of Gopi Bhav, anxiously pray for Gopi Bhav, and strengthen the cultivation of this bhav within his heart by hearing, chanting, and remembering the verses of Srila Rupa Goswami's Utkalika Valari and Karpanja Panjika Stotram, Sri Dasa Goswami's Vilapu Sumanjali, and Sri Thakur Mahashaya's Prema Bhakti Chandrika and Prarthana. It is certainly very difficult to cultivate Gopi Bhav within the heart if we cannot catch the right mood.
Why not catching? Because this time of many desires. I have to catch something, I am catching. Listening same, like we are all listening, but everyone is catching different. As per their mood they catch. Greetings! Wow!
Oops!
Yeah.
Oh. Is there a bottle of water here?
And they like to go to sing also.
Yeah, there. we were singing.
Oh, singing, yagyas.
It is certainly very difficult to cultivate Gopi Bhav within the heart if we cannot catch the right mood.
Wow. That is kripa, not by sadhana. And Gopi Bhav is the highest. Gopis are the nitya siddhas. Some are the permanently living with Supreme. Sadhan siddhas, in the Rama avatar time, 20 years tapasya, yogi, rishi, muni, mahasis, they do. They were praying to be close to the Lord.
Only 20?
20,000 years. 20,000 years. There are some are living in the river, meditation in the river. Richa, Vedas, Puranas, all they are carrying that whole of life. I pray, I glorify you. Now I want to close with you. When this time will come, you say, you will get the Gopi Bhav. This is Gopi Bhav. It's not that you become female. No female is Gopi. All are male. The Gopi means there is no enjoyment tendency. Prakriti nature is to enjoy it by the enjoyer. And who is the enjoyer? Lord is the enjoyer. And we are the enjoyed by the Lord. That is Gopi Bhav. When the male or female got this bhav to enjoy it by the Supreme, that is Gopi Bhav. I want to enjoy, that is male bhav, Purusha bhav. Any type of enjoyment is enjoyment. From any sense you want to enjoy is enjoyment. When the Gopi Bhav will come, that these desires will be finished. What you are getting, you are accepting. What you are doing, you are accepting is Gopi Bhav. Enjoyed by enjoyer. That is Gopi.
Accepting that this is all given from.
We are the enjoyed by you. That is Gopi. This tendency when will rise in our life. And when Gopi Bhav will come, then slowly Manjari Sarup will come. First we need the Gopi Bhav. This is really difficult sadhana. Gopi Bhav sadhana is very difficult. Why Krishna is the Supreme Lord? Because this all His work is the Supreme. It's not material-based work. Any devata you can please with material thing or with mantra. And He only pleased with His Gopi Bhav and He pleased only with love. Selfless love. Not with philosophy, not with logic argument, not with knowledge, not with yogi, yogas. He's not interested in that. Now he is happy with renouncement. Nothing attracts him. He, to him, Yashoda Maiya attract. Cowboys are attracting because they want to give their remnants to eat in the mouth of Gopal, Shyam Sundar. Why? They are totally in love without considering him that he is a god or he's my friend. He said, no, you're not my God for me. You are only my friend. That is the highest realization. When I don't accept you as a God, I accept you, my friend. Mother say, I accept you my like my son. I don't know if you are God. I have no interest in that. Radhika say, I love you one-pointed. And this is my only desire to love you. And we have so many desires. And if we want to stop that desire, it's not possible. So what we can do? We can take the shelter of Radhika to come in one desire. And when that desire will come, then all life will change. Simple. Many desires, when come in one desire, things change. Yeah.
So it is certainly very difficult to cultivate Gopi Bhav within the heart if we cannot catch the right mood.
The right person, right association. We cannot catch. There are many persons who talk on that subject, but we have to make the right association, right place. To realize this bhava.
Sridasa Goswami writes that the main means, main way to live in Vraj and to serve Sri Yugal there is to remember Sri Rupa and Sanatana with love. Manashiksha 3. O mind, listen. If you want to live in Vraj with great love, birth after birth, and if you want to attain the service of the youthful couple of Vraj, then always lovingly remember and honor Sri Swarup Damodar, Sri Rupa Goswami, and his devotees, as well as his older brother Sanatana Goswami. By always remembering them, one's Swarup Vesh will become strong and it will swallow one's external consciousness.
That swallow. By association of the realized person, we will associate. They are not here, but their scriptures are there. Their line is there. They plan this in the books. If you follow them, they will swallow your all material desire and material bodily consciousness. Then you will realize yourself reality. And this reality can move for the highest thing because Krishna is the Supreme. When you want to be a Supreme, you have to go from your higher thing to that higher thing. With a material, lower thing, you cannot reach there. And that only is this, when I will realize my souls, and Swarup of the soul, that is the highest thing in our life. That will bring you to Brajendranandan.
To Yugal Kishore.
Yugal Kishore. Rupa Goswami, Swarup Damodar. What? Again, say that.
Oh mind, listen. If you want to live in Vraj with great love, birth after birth, and if you want to attain the service of the youthful couple of Vraj, then always lovingly remember and honor Shri Swarup Damodar, Shri Rupa.
Who is Swarup Damodar?
Vishak.
Yes, Lalita.
Lalita.
Swarup Damodar.
Lalita.
Is Vishak. Shri
Rupa.
Lalita. Vishak is Rai Ramana.
Yeah, you're right.
Shri
Rupa Goswami.
Rupa Goswami is the teacher of Avidya.
And his older brother, Sanatana Goswami.
Sambandhaya. Without relation. Without Avideha, it will not work. Without mercy of Lalita, it will not work. Understand this way. This way. Never work.
Gurudev, he also says here one interesting thing. He says birth after birth. And we are always considering, eternal life, I don't have to take birth again. But he's saying this like he doesn't care if he has to take another birth. No?
When I take birth after birth, I took many births and I know practice this. That time was useless. And if I have to practice birth after birth, there are too many. One is, I start practicing, I know get in this life, next life I will get. But these all four persons can help us. One is Swarup Damodar, Lalita. One is Rupa, is Avideha Gyan. One is Sanatan, Sambandha Gyan.
And Raghunath.
Bidha, huh?
And Raghunath.
Raghunath. Pariyojana. Why? Because if I am not in this, understanding will come, only the name will not influence me. Why Raghunath does? Because of Pariyojana, he practiced the goal of life. We think that my goal of life, because I am a body, money is the goal of my life. Or my house and my family is goal of life. But when I listen, read the book of Raghunath Das Goswami, then I realize this is the goal of life. There scriptures say, what is your goal of life? Rupa Goswami says, Avideha, detach yourself from other things. That is the goal of life. Sanatana Goswami says, relation is the goal of life. And Swarup Damodar is Lalita, because she is the leader, she will show me the way. Wow. This to understand. Name will not influence you. There are two types of listening. One, I listen, but I don't understand the meaning, story. One, listen to understand the deep subject.
And Lalita, you say, because she is the leader of gopis, no?
Without her, no entry. Even in Gopi Bhav.
By always remembering them, once Svarupvesh will become strong and swallow once.
No other out of this. No use of that association. Meaningless. All devotion is like putting one drop in the milk. Milk will change his form. Then not to become fanatic also. No, I don't like anyone. But you know, so anything and you switch off your listening and sit there and be normal. Don't express anything about your way. But this is the subject, open your all pores of the body and listen more details. Not only ears and eyes, all pores should be open to listen that and to realize that.
What means to glorify those four persons?
Four persons? To understand this is the only my goal.
And how?
Glorifying means I am I. They are the circle who covered me and I have to move in between behind them. North, south, east, west. This, they will move me. Lalita is the engine and they are the associate to bring that. Boxes. Like in train. All are the bogies. And in one of the bogies I will sit. I sit in the Raghunath Das Goswami bogie. That is the Prayojan. I sit in the Avideha bogie. I am practicing to understand Avideha. I am sitting in the Sambandha bogie. I need to develop more Sambandha bogie. Then engine will move.
Yes?
Huh? What is a bogey means?
Coupe. Yeah. And the train is going straight.
Train will go
straight, yes.
Not leaving the line. If this leave the line is a jail. Derail, the train is derailed.
I cannot go further.
What is the problem? We are derailed.
We are derailed.
We are not running on the line. And so we are suffering in the pain of accident and the problems. And we are not interested to run in the line. We want to be a derail from the line. Truth is that this is the truth.
By always remembering them, one Svarupvesh will become strong and swallow one's external consciousness. Rajbihari Sri Krishna makes even those who do not know how to love love.
Mm.
With the sweetness of his flute playing, sweetness of his form, sweetness of his pastimes, and the sweetness of his love. He infuses prema even within the trees, the vines, the animals, the birds, the stones, and the water. Indeed, Govinda's matchless sweetness maddens all the moving and non-moving living entities. In the kunja, there is a bed made of fresh petals and a pillow made of flowers. Shyama Sundar keeps his head on this pillow while Swamini uses Rajendranandana's left arm as her pillow. Sri Rupa Manjari has lovingly given to Lassi the service of massaging Radhika's lotus feet, while she herself sits on the bed and massages Rajendranandana's lotus feet.
This is the reason of massaging Rupa Manjari, the feet of Krishna. She is also Radhika's servant. She has to massage Radhika's lotus feet. But she knows that Raghunath is coming. My disciple is coming. So she went to the Krishna's massaging feet that she can get this chance to massage the feet of Radhika.
After they have made love, Radha and Krishna lie down facing each other on their single bed, sweetly smiling and looking at each other and whispering so many romantic words to each other. Sometimes they dash against each other while they speak to each other. They have lost notice that the maidservants are massaging their feet.
They forget. They are watching and they start talking. They forget that other is here.
Rupa and Tulasi understand their mood and softly massage their feet while listening to their sweet words and looking at their sweet forms.
And they are so close, they can massage feet when they are lying together. Husband and wife, they will massage. Not they will allow to massage when the husband is with the wife or wife is with husband. It's a go on. But they are so merciful, they give the chance to massage feet and they are sharing their feeling to teach them. Unconditional love giving and full of mercy.
इसको महाराज जी जरा से समझाइए डिटेल
हाँ
नहीं पूरा समझ पाएगी बात
अच्छा अनकंडीशनल लव में कोई कंडीशन नहीं है इस कृपा की देयर इज नो कंडीशन टू गेट दिस मर्सी टू एक्सेप्ट सम सर्वेंट दैट यू आर माय क्लोज यू विल कीप दिस प्राइवेसी ऑफ माय conjugal privacy of conjugal love actually. So they are so reliable in their eyes, they can stay even the time of the private meeting and talking of their conjugal love. This is the special mercy of them. They forget that some of my maid servants are massaging my feet. At the same moment, the ladies are hesitating to talk, males hesitate less. But the Radhika is also not hesitating to talk any details of her exchange of love. Sometimes they are embracing, they are kissing, and they are doing everything, and they are not hiding from them. And the Radhika is not stopping that maid servant is here. Why you do Krishna? Because they are so reliable. The Radhika think they have no doubt that he will steal my lover. He is not will steal my lover. He is only my maid servant and very reliable maid servant. This is the qualities of Manjaris.
It's the quality of Manjari, yes.
More than, higher than gopis. Gopis have this desire for going to meet with Krishna and dance with Krishna and embrace Krishna, and he can also give that same love to me like Radhika. But Manjaris has no desire like this. She wants to make happy to her Swamini, is only desire of Manjaris.
Difference between Manjari and Gopi.
Gopi. So this way, they are more lower servant, but very close to Radhika, because they have, she has no doubt. This is the Kripa Asita. By mercy of her, they got this speciality. And Sadhana Siddhas has a desire, because inside was desire to be associated with Krishna, to be a like a wife, like a lover. But they have no this desire. From the starting, they start to think that I will serve to my Swami. So they get this mercy. Difference.
Yeah, difference, yes, I understand.
Of sadhana. ₹20,000 practice how to be close and lover of Krishna, of Ramachandra. And Ramachandra said, no, this time I am in Maryada. So next time when I will come as a Krishna, yes, you yes. will come to me yes. and I will accept you like a yes. gopis. That's the point. But that time was the desire to start this sadhana with this desire to I will get the Krishna. I will be lover of Krishna and he will be my lover. I will meet with him like a wife. Husband and wife, and I will be so close with him. So the gopis get this mercy to fulfill their desire. But the Manjaris start with Radha Dasi, not with Krishna.
Very good. Very
good.
Huh?
Motivation different.
But we learn to become Krishna devotee. Why? Only after knowing your soul consciousness. Because he is a super soul. At the same time, he is a supreme and he is a super soul. If you want to know your soul, you have to know the super soul, then soul will understanding will come.
Yes, we have to understand super soul.
Only for that Krishna is necessary to come to the soul point. For the Manjaris, this is not important subject. Manjaris is important subject that the pleasure-giving potency of Krishna. Who is this pleasure-giving potency? I want to be a mat servant. I want to not like desire to be a friend even. Friend means I want to be friendship with you to catch your lover. Because your lover I like, so I want to catch that. No. The friend desires this. I want to become your mat servant. That I have nothing to bother for your, you are senior, I am your dasi, I am a cleaning person, I am just a clothes washer, I am a simple guy. How I can think for your lover? It's not my desire. Huh?
Self-pleasant.
So I want to be a dasi. I have no interest. I have interest only for that your pleasure. You are giving pleasure, giving potency, and I want to give you pleasure. I learned from you, you are as a pleasure giving potency, you give pleasure to me, and I want to serve with making you happy. If you want to cut iron, how you can cut? With wood or paper? You need iron to cut iron. My material lust is not finishing. My desires are too many. How you can cut this desire and finish this desire, and how you can cut your lust? When you will see the lusty desire of Radhika for Krishna, that will cut your all lusty desire.
Yes.
One thing. Second thing, my desire to enjoy with my senses is not going. Because these senses are so material and so limited that there is some limitation for that. It's not that it can go on and on. But I am so much like a monkey jumping for completing my sense desire, sexual desire. Crazy, my mind makes me crazy for that. So, how to remove that? When you will see the conjugal love and exchange of Radha and Krishna, automatically it will vanish. Because this is the highest, when you will see the highest, lowest, test will go.
Yes.
So they are so merciful, they want to show it to finish our material desire without doing no efforts. This is the great mercy of Radharani Swamini. She brings under the bed and says, stay inside. And when we will exchange our conjugal love, you can watch from here and listen that, what we are talking and how we are exchanging to finish your lusty material desire. You will be so involved in this divine thing that you will forget all thing is zero for us. is not the bodily conscious people, they think to increase my sexual desire, material sexual desire. Are they? It will be vanished, it will be non-active. If you will develop the real taste, other will be non-active. You will not like to sleep, you will like to only remember this sweet pastime, what is happening. Maha mantra, this mantra is not chanting for Radha and Krishna. This is chanting as a manjari to looking that pastime all the time. This is the pastime is a Maha mantra. This is not a name of the Lord we are chanting. Forget this bogus thing. This is the pastime of divine couple is happening, and we are meditating in this pastime, so this mantra makes me in ecstasy. No? This is the reason of chanting. Why we chant Gayatri Mantra? To understand the mantra, what is the meaning of the, how the union, they can meet this Kama Gayatri, not, there is no Brahma Gayatri, there is a Kama Gayatri. Kama means? Kya hua kaam ka arth? Kya kehte hai kaam ko?
Physical attraction.
Yes. This is Kama Gayatri. Gopal mantra. How to come out from material karma in a spiritual karma? That is Kama Gayatri. You know the words of Govardhan. Go means senses, and Vardhan means
development.
Go Vardhan means develop your sense desire.
Yes.
This is the reason of Govardhan. Then Krishna say, I took this Govardhan in my finger. Yes. Why? Because who has a desire to increase his spiritual sense desire, they are Govardhan for me. I will put up, keep higher than me.
Yes,
they are my real friend. They can be higher than me. Who stop the sense, material sense desire in his spiritual sense, increasing their spiritual sense desire. And he will say, what is his spiritual sense? Who always meditate in my conjugal love and exchange. That is the spiritual sense desire. Jai ho.
Jai ho.
Jai
ho.
Jai ho.
They only want to think for my spiritual self-desire. Only you meditate and you will see how you will not sleep and how you will not like to stop your all activities. Your sense will not work. Your all activeness will become non-active. What you cannot try to stop it, it automatically not active. Only you serve sometime to service of others. No other desire. To make happy to others. Like you are a family member, you serve to please your husband, to make the service for that. As a wife for my husband. You have no much thinking on that point. That is service mode. Service mode, I know for my pleasure do, I want to serve it for your pleasure. That is service. If I do for myself, for my pleasure, that is work.
That is work.
Atma Indri Priti Vancha Dhare Kamnam. Atma Indri Priti Vancha Dhare Kamnam. Krishna Indri Priti Vancha Dhare Premnam. Explain this in English. Atma Indri Priti Vancha Dhare Kamnam. Explain this. Atmendri. What is I want to satisfy my senses? That is a karma. I do for that activity something is a my work, is a material. That karma is this. Then good and bad will calculate, will come. And Krishna Indri, Priti Vancha, and to make the happy to Krishna, Priti Vancha, to love him, to for his love, anything you do, that is the prema. Now Krishna is also in the temple and in the heart of all living souls. How he feel from temple through the heart of all living souls, how I behave and take care of each and everyone. If I take temple in the care of the temple and not to living soul, he is not tasteful. He is watching from all living souls. How your behavior is this, you then he accepts right way. He is looking through the eyes of all living souls. Sitting there and he is watching through every living being. Like a Gurudev. He is one place sitting, but he is watching over all my activities. Through the picture, through the everything. He knows what I do. That is good. How he can see, how he feel what I do and what I am thinking inside? Because he is also like this, from the eyes of different living soul, he can watch it. How? He is in picture. Yes, he is in picture. How he see from the picture? Because he can see from the picture and from the living soul, then he can see through the picture also and watching to me. If you keep the Gurudev picture, he watch from the picture what he is thinking and doing and acting.
Very listen.
Like when Krishna can do, same thing, Guru got this. Because Guru, Krishna and Guru, no different. But at the same time, Guru said, you are the Lord, I am your servant.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So be careful with this, that I worship one deity and other place I make very much disturbance. You will see any devotee who will develop his spiritually realized, he is very careful. You will not see him more in temple because his mind is fixed already. What is not you fixed? If you have not fixed your mind one-pointed, how you will fix? You have to sit to fix that. To become like that, you have to sit and fix. Then when your mind is fixed, then you stay any place you do, at every place you can see, every living being you can see. What you are seeing, not that the face of Rasamai, you are seeing Krishna Radha Mohan face. Like if you say to Rasamai to meditate in Damodar and know about details, he already fixed it. If I want to fix it, I have to sit and meditate more and more to fix it, right or not? Similarly, if you not have a fix in Radha Mohan, you have to fix it by sitting, becoming close.
We have to fix it.
Then it will happen in all circumstances. Why not happening? Because I know fixed myself. I know developed devotion there. So it's not opening to my heart. Why I want to go to Arati? I want to serve to Radha Mohan, to learn this, how to fix him to every place. This is the point. You say, this is ritual, this is this. Yes, this is ritual. Because this is not a spiritual one thing. And when I want to fix, this is a spiritual. Externally is a ritual. But why I do? To make myself fixed, one-pointed. It's not ritual. This is a spiritual. I want to keep you always in my eye. I always want to keep you ears in you. Every pore of my body can think only for you and live for you. And I don't want to go out from that. That to practice. Jaira.
Jaira.
Prasha. No ready? Go on.
So in the kunja, there is a bed made of fresh petals and a pillow made of flowers. Shyama Sundar keeps his head on this pillow while Swamini uses Rajendra Nandana's left arm as her pillow. Sri Rupa Manjari has lovingly given Tulasi the service of massaging Radhika's lotus feet, while she herself sits on the bed and massages Rajendra Nandana's lotus feet. After they have made love, Radha and Krishna lie down, facing each other, on their single bed, sweetly smiling and looking at each other, and whispering so many romantic words to each other. They have lost notice that the maidservants are massaging their feet. Rupa.
This is the love. When you not notice out of your love. This is the peak of love. When love goes high in Rati, goes higher and higher, then then it goes rati, this is rati. When the pig up now, you don't see us. Sri Guru Charana Rati, I don't see outside of you. This is the expression of Rati is so high that Radhika is not seeing outside of Krishna, Krishna is not seeing outside of Radhika. How you will understand Rati? With material Rati? Lusty desires? No. This is Rati. That they cannot see outside of themselves. Radhika is looking to Krishna and Krishna is looking to Radhika. I see, one day I was going by bus, and in the bus, full of bus, and one foreigner girl was sitting there. And he's coming from late. And she is exchanging love with the Indian conductor. Both. They are exchanging loving. Exchange. This group was 4 or 5, but from one girl, they are start exchanging. I was watching them. And I said, wow. When this is lust, they forget all 50 people are sitting in the bus.
Yes, yes. Good example.
You see, they forget. And they have no language. She talks different language. Maybe Croatian or something. Or I don't understand what language she is talking. And he talks Hindi. But in behavior, they are so much involved in each other. The conductor has no job and she has no job. Both are one pointed for one another. They forget to see 50 people. This is the stage of Rati.
This is the stage.
When they forget anything out of that. When I forget out of my Gurudev, which is Guchri, Guru Charana Rati.
Guru Charana Rati.
Say Sri Uttama Gati.
Yeah.
All are there, but I know, see, this is in your hand. This Rati without coming, not possible. Understand? This is the beauty of Rati.
It's the same meaning of anuraga. Same.
Rati is the higher than anuraga. Mm. Anuraga is basic of love.
Mm.
And Rati is the peak point of the meeting. Then sambhog. What is the meaning of sambhog? Sambhog means some. Parallel feelings are coming, that is sambhog. One is sambhog material, sexual enjoyment or intercourse, what you say. And one sambhog is a meeting of two
power.
Become one, that is sam. My feeling and your feeling is the one, heart and heart. That is Sambhoga. The Radha and Krishna is also in Sambhoga. They become so, Rati becomes so high, they are in Sambhoga. They are not looking out of themselves. One point is they are looking only two. One is looking to one. And they, Sambhoga means they see each other themselves. How much I am giving pleasure to you and you give pleasure to me in this. That is Sambhoga. Your talk is so pleasure that I forget everything behind that and at the same time become up to Sambhoga, that only I want to give you pleasure, you want to give me pleasure. That is Sambhoga. কেমন আছে? আমি ভয় খাচ্ছি আপনাকে দেখে, থাকেন এখানে
প্রেম
সম্ভোগ ইজ দ্য হাইয়েস্ট
অথরিটি ইট ইজ সম্ভোগ
রতি ইজ দ্য ওয়াইফ অফ কামদেব কাম দেব ক্যান কন্ট্রোল অল বট দিস ইজ কন্ট্রোল বাই কৃষ্ণ কাম
And he is controlled by Radhika.
So Kama is not affected to Krishna in Maharaj. He comes to make his bow, arrow, but he cannot. The boss is a Krishna.
Boss of Kama is Krishna.
And when the pleasure-giving potency and enjoyer is dancing,
Bus.
This is the highest. One is the pleasure-giving potency dancing with the enjoyer. And all the pleasure-giving potency is a kai view in the gopis. All pleasure-giving potency expansion is a gopi. Kaivya means expansion is a gopi. And the pleasure-giving mercy and the kripa is a manjaris. So all Radhika is there in the form of pleasure-giving potency in all circle to please Krishna. All their pleasure-giving potency, they expand Radhika in that way. This is the Radha Krishna.
Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda.